Violins, violence. Viola, viol, violino. Violare, violentus, violentia. Origin and history of violence, reads the header. You visited this page 3 times. Last night, you dreamed again about your father. You had him by the wrists, above your head, the way you'd catch a snake, one hand beneath his flickering tongue, fighting hard to not get bitten. You've worked so hard to not get bitten. Other hand wrestling with the slick, elusive tail. Violins, violence. No shared root for these words, but isn't it interesting that the Japanese counter, cho, for violins, includes scissors, oar, gun, and rickshaw? As in, give me a cho of violins and some guns. Vitulare, to sing or rejoice, is related to Vitula, deity of victory and thanksgiving in Roman festivals, giving us the root for both fiddle and violin. Vitula, also calf, because calf guts were used for violin strings. Morning. He has left the bed. Your chest feels like batting in a pillow. No upholstery, no fringe. Behind the wall, water splashes the bathtub tiles. Your husband's whistling. Mahler something. Each space between his cheerfully constructed notes, absolute. Yes, your father hurt you. Loved, in fact, to hurt you, so all the hurt could flee the burning forests in his body, slither out to enter yours, renewed. He could see for a moment, then, shapes he couldn't bear to watch alone. A man bending down in the dark to blow out a crown of birthday candles. Then everything would be sweet again. You could eat the cake because sweet is what your body craved. What you couldn't hold, you didn't. Violare sounds a lot like vitulare, but it means to violate, to wrong. In my old life, I argued to a judge that the definition of wrongful act includes violations of pre-existing duty, that loss includes claims for liquidated damages. I lost. Not all bad acts are wrongful acts, he said. Not all loss is bargained for. Standing in the shower, you feel a lump on your scalp behind the ear. How did it get there? Can't remember, but that feeling, something swollen, buried beneath the dripping hair, is familiar, almost comforting. Like a picture that you've seen 1,000 times on a billboard, appearing on your phone screen. Crisp, so crisp. You remember little things, his white Hanes undershirt, fingers, small and meticulous, working the potato peeler. Swivel of those long, jack-o'-lantern orange strips. He scraped from the carrot, falling, julienned on the open paper. How they soaked the newsprint. Shit-like offspring. That was his favorite curse for you in Korean. It had a satisfying ring, dactyl plus a trochee, 5 hard consonants. Some days it was dog offspring. When he was feeling, say, less creative, just bad offspring. Done trying whatever names he had for you, he'd pick up the bleeding newspaper, dump the peels into the trash can, tap tap against the molded plastic, flick the last few strips with his pearly nail tip. Quote from Marcus Aurelius, Book 2 of the Meditations. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I will deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. Tell yourself what cures is the power of discrimination, spotting colors in the dark, singing in the shower. If you knew you were wronged, who was wronged? Well, shouldn't you be okay? Sound from a violin, what we call music, is the product of a chain of fine aggressions and reactions. Draw the bow, slung with stiff white horsehair, only horses that have lived in cold weather countries, across four strings, sheep-gut core, wound in silver or aluminum. Start a tremor in the bridge, carved from unbleached maple beneath the strings, sending ripples to the sound post, spruce, lodge upright inside the belly. You feel fat and sad. Is this because of him? What he did to you? To you? Is that the right preposition? You want to smash something. Thumbnail, digging into nail bed, your hands slack on the wheel. What have you smashed ever? Standing over you, he, the hand, or is it fist, slamming the side of, why are you calling this the head? Yours. Face turned. There is no clarity. I'm done with you. No single instant. Only real. Only the girl. Going down, getting up, going down. Endless loop. Bad audio. A few seconds. Make the sound post ring. That's what it's built for. Flood on flood of quick vibrations. Make it tremble. Make it echo every note you play. Transmit, like a good little messenger, every wave to the silent forests of the body. Out again, through two holes in the belly surface, called F-holes, as in the italic letter F, since only holes release music from an instrument. As in forte, fine, fuck. Do you remember how many times he did that to you? Through you? There was a thin blue tarp. Or you wished it between, protecting, screening, shielding him and you. He against, on top of. Only a minute, only a few times, he probably didn't mean it. You wished for something more than air. Don't you feel mad at him? You remember feeling plastic. There was no penetration. There was a tarp. Thank God it was you holding up a sky made of plastic. You want to smash something. Instead, you sing along to the radio. On the long way down, oh, 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 oh. Feel the seizing in your gut. How it tightens then. Let's go. Stop for the school bus flashing red. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Marcus continues, but I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own, not of the same blood or birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine, and so none of them can hurt me. Emphasis added. O beauty of the bathroom, patience of the door that shields her from the brittle house of him. O mirror in the cabinet, never filled with medicine, bulbs in the fixture, always electric. O head, a ball of Play-Doh, abandoned on the backtop in the pouring summer rain, water in the holes dug by a pencil. O trace, for which she searches, half in horror, half in vain, of her father's latest handprint. Proof of what the fire did, what beams of the cathedral look like, burned. O camera, are you getting this? Take the roof off this house, spot the hallway to the narrow master bathroom where he sits. Show us the newspaper, pages falling open on his knees, with a sound like a fan clicking shut or clicking open. Sooty wings of an angel, neither good nor evil, just a messenger. O beauty of believing in the sweet independence of things, coldness of the washcloth lifted to her head, water in the sink, pacing of her mother in the kitchen. O sanity and thinking, even she, little weakling thing, could at this moment, if she chose to, simply hate him. I won my appeal. When I read reversed, I jumped up in my empty office, yelling, "Suck it, Judge!" I rejoiced and sang. I never felt so victorious. No one can implicate me in ugliness, nor can I feel angry at my relative or hate him. O Marcus.